Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And we have her here all the way from the UK. And I'm really excited because today we're going to be talking about mindset, and not just mindset, but the mindset of a profitable speaker. And we all know that a speaker doesn't just mean a professional speaker. You could speak to serve, you could speak from a stage, from a podcast. You can even speak when you're trying to talk to your employees, to another entrepreneur and getting your point across. There's a lot of ways that we use communication, and knowing how to speak is very, very important. However, as a speaker, and because our guest is a professional speaker and a public speaking coach as well, we are going to talk today about being profitable as a speaker. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest. So Elaine Powell is a keynote speaker, peak performance and public speaking coach who has spoken at hundreds of events, trained over 25,000 people, and delivered 500 plus workshops. Elaine transforms the mindset of business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, and speakers to amplify their voice, message, and story so that they can raise their visibility, be the go-to expert in their industry, have stories that go from told to sold, get paid to speak, and increase their income and impact. And I know that you are going to want at least half of those things, if not all of those things. So make sure you have your pen and paper ready, because we are going to deep dive into this conversation. So thank you so much, Elaine, for being here with me today.
Yeah, well, thank you, Patty. Thank you for having me. I feel like we're so global now. It's like, you know, there's not much distance between people. So thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Awesome. I'm really excited about this because you really are the go-to expert in this space. And I really love that you're here with us today and that you're willing to share all of your knowledge so generously. So you're so brilliant. So let's just dive right in. So we did talk a little bit about, 2,500 people you've trained and spoken at hundreds of events, and you've delivered over 500 plus workshops. So that is a lot.
25,000.
25,000. Oh, yeah, there's a big difference between 2,500 and 25,000. So that's even more. So that's really great. And so I really want to talk about that. So what would you say with all of that? I always like to talk about what are the myths, right? You know, because a lot of people have these preconceived ideas about being a speaker and what it is and what it isn't and what they have to do. So what would you say is a common myth about the speaking industry?
I'd say that lots of people that I come across, they feel that it's that imposter syndrome, that who am I to speak? Because, you know, they see so many professional speakers out there and they don't actually see the journey that they went through in order to get there. Or each and every one of us started out not in that world, and for whatever reason we jumped into speaking. And many of us, I think people come across and they go, well, I don't want to be a speaker. And I was like, okay, do you have a business? And they say yes. And I said, well, then you really do need to learn how to be a very efficient and proficient speaker, because it's a way to promote your business, attract clients. It's one of the fastest and most effective ways to do that. So I think I come across many people that say, I don't want to be a speaker because I think they're scared about being on a big platform. But there's so many ways, as you said in the opening, that you can use your voice. And it's not just for, you know, getting that upfront fee and you're speaking to 5,000 people, because I'd say only about 5% of professional speakers make their money solely just from speaking. The majority of us will speak. Mostly we'll get a fee up front, but sometimes we won't. But we'll also make money on the back end by offering our services, our products, and having people continue on a journey with us. So I'd say that, you know, one of the biggest myths is that they have to solely be a speaker on a big stage. And no, you don't. It's just a way to promote your business and to carry on making a difference in other people's lives.
I think that is so true. I know that when I decided to become a speaker, the biggest thing that held me back was that I thought I was going to have to change into this eloquent, you know, speaker who wore soap opera dresses, and it just wasn't who I was, right? Mm-hmm. And it took me hiring someone, a speaking coach, that really helped me to understand that it wasn't changing me to speak in front of other people. It was speaking in front of people who needed to hear it the way I delivered it. And that was a big mindset shift for me. So I know how important mindset is for a speaker. So that was why it is so important to me to have you here today. But a minute ago, you said something about it's a journey, right? You don't just wake up one day and say, oh, I'm just going to become a speaker and I'm just going to, you know, get paid $20,000 a speech and speak to 5,000 people, right? It is a journey. So can you backtrack a little bit and tell us a little bit about your journey and how you went from what you were doing before to where you are today?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I'd been working with young offenders and I loved it, but I went traveling for a year around the world. I went to 18 countries, so it was quite an adventure. And then when I came back, it just wasn't enough for me. So I started searching for whatever it was to make me feel fulfilled and I could carry on making a difference. And I tried many things. And then I found myself at a network marketing evening, and there was this gentleman at the front of the room, and he was talking about personal development products. And he was so inspiring. As I sat there, I thought, oh my gosh, I want to do that. I want to be just like him. So at the end, I spoke to him. I joined the network marketing. And I think within about 2 weeks, I was presenting. I didn't know what I was doing, but a few months into it, they said, look, Elaine, you're really great, but when you're at the front of the room, we're not getting as much sales as possible. And that's because I actually didn't even know what I was doing. I was just, you know, trying to speak from the heart and following the format. And he said, join a local speaking club, which I did. And that really started to have me developing my confidence and start to really understand what it took to really engage and move an audience. And after a while, you know, I was winning competitions, but it wasn't enough for me. So over the years, I've worked with some really amazing coaches, speaking coaches, and I've been trained by some of the best in the world. And I feel that it's the feedback that I receive from them, that's the thing that's had me elevate in my professional or as a speaker and help me to just have my business out there a lot more, because I'm always pushing myself to sort of stretch and speak to bigger audiences and try on new things.
I think that is so true. And I think you touched on something that I think is really important, is feedback. I think a lot of times people don't really realize just how important feedback is in your growth. Now, of course, probably everybody has had somebody give them feedback that wasn't so positive, but it wasn't about that. I think it's really all about how somebody gives it to you too, right? I mean, that's what really makes it be whether you can receive it. But really, feedback is so good. And I love that Simon Sinek says that it's not rejection, it's redirection. And I think that can be really, really important. So talk to us a little bit about feedback, because the mindset of a speaker, if they really do want to be profitable, is they really need to be able to receive, right? They really do need to be able to receive feedback. And that's one of the things that I think is really important about hiring someone. Because a lot of times what people will do is they'll just ask all their friends and their family, and then they take in all of this feedback of people who really don't know, instead of actually hiring someone who has put in the time and the work that can really give them feedback to not just make them feel good, but to actually help them to grow. So tell me a little bit about how important feedback is and what are the ways that you utilize that as a speaking coach?
Yeah, I think it's been around 5 years that I started. First of all, I was just doing public speaking. And then I was coaching so many people that half of the time I was coaching people, I was having to work on their mindset. And because I love personal development, I sort of trained and started to go out speaking more about mindset. And then I went through a really high performance program. It was a 7-month program. And it was designed to be difficult because then all our shit comes up when things are really difficult. And so we can look at it and deal with it and face it. And I went through this program and then I started coaching and then I became a head coach. And I was coaching sort of CEOs and really sort of high performance people in their business and some sports people as well. And what I really got to see that, especially lots of sports people, a lot of times they actually don't look at what's wrong. Because when you look at what's wrong, you just get more of what you're looking at. You get what you focus on. That's the energy you're giving out. They actually look at what's missing in their performance, that if they put that in the next time, it will take them up to the next level. And then they perform and then they look at what's missing and then it takes them up to the next level. So I think with regards to feedback, you know, if I was coaching somebody, I'd have them start to reframe how they see feedback, because a lot of conversation around speaking and what holds people back is the conversation about failure. I don't want to fail. I don't want to get it wrong. What if this? What if that? And I really want them to start saying, personally, I don't even use the word failure, because there's no failure. There's you perform. And then you get a result. And sometimes the result isn't the result you want, but you're the one that made up that result you wanted. You got what you got. So start to see that when you get a result, look at it and go, okay, what's missing in my performance? Because people make it very personal. They make it about themselves. I failed. It means I'm not good enough. Woe is me. No, take the I out of it. It's actually a performance. Look at the performance and stand back and be objective about it and say, okay, so what did I do well? That's great feedback. Always tell people, what did they do well? And then look at what's missing or what could I do better the next time? So for me, that's the type of feedback I always give people is, what can you learn from it? Because there's always something to learn. There's no failure because you've taken an action and you have got a result. You can learn from that result. So I think starting to reframe your narrative, reframe how you say things to yourself. Failure is such a loaded word for so many people. Start looking to say, okay, what can I improve?
I love that. It is kind of the shift. And I really think that that is really what the mindset is. And I know as someone who puts on events, I know whenever I'm doing my lineup of speakers, I always, or usually, after I open the event, one of the first speakers is always somebody who talks about mindset, because I absolutely know statistically and revenue-based that when I look at the numbers, and math doesn't lie, that if we start with mindset, it shifts the whole event for everybody else. Like shifting somebody's mindset at the end of the day isn't as good as if you shift it in the beginning, right? Because then it helps them and it helps the other speakers and the whole event is better. So you always have to start with mindset. I think that is so important. And I have to say, I was looking at your website and I have to tell you, I love your website. It is so full of information, like every single thing on there. There's like no fluff, like every single thing on your website is value, value, value. So I have to say kudos to you for that. One of the things that I saw in there that I just really stood out for me is I saw this phase on there where you said, I love to enhance people's mindset, leadership, communication to grow and develop their careers, and you're passionate about developing human potential. That is a powerful statement. And I love that. So let's talk about that. What do you mean when you say developing human potential?
Well, I really come from the stance that people are giants. Like, not many people look at another human being as a giant. They'll look at, they need support, oh, poor them, or what have you. Like, we are infinite. We are powerful beyond words. Really, if you strip back some of our layers that don't work for us so well, like, look, a two-year-old is powerful, they're consistent, they persevere, they'll ask something 20 times, even though you say no, they're confident, they're vulnerable. That is us. That is a human being. And so when people go, oh, I need to get more confidence. No, you don't. It's actually already inside of you. It's possibly covered by your narrative or stories that you say about yourself. So that's why I love mindset and working on that, because I always say that, you know, the aim is to take things out of the way of you stepping into your power, because it's already there. It's possibly just blocked by your own narrative, stories that you have about yourself. So once you can, or blind spots, once you work on yourself and your mind, those things don't have the power over you anymore. And you can still, I think it's Les Brown says, step into your greatness, because it's there. You don't have to get it from anywhere else. So I think the human potential, everybody has infinite potential. Life is abundant. When I look at nature and trees and animals, they're magnificent and they're abundant. And so are we. And I think I say that everybody is special, just not everybody knows that about themselves.
That is so true. And I love the way you said it. Very powerful. So speaking about blind spots and getting in our own way, we all do. Was there something for you that was a blind spot that you had to overcome that sort of put you on this path? I mean, we all have them. And I know that for me, part of my blind spot or getting in my own way was really something so simple, and I didn't realize it, was that when I was growing up, my parents used to tell me all the time, I can hear it so clearly. Patty, we'll give you $5 if you could be quiet for 30 minutes. And I never, ever got the $5. But all while I was growing up, I was just felt like I was always being told to be quiet. And so I didn't think I should use my voice. And it wasn't until I got older that I realized that, yes, I had a voice and it was okay to use it. And that had just been tapped down in me for a really long time. And I had to overcome that. And I had to hire someone to help me do it, to get out of my own way. So was there something for you that you stood in your own way that you had to overcome in your mindset?
It's taken me quite a while in my life to see it sort of later on in life. And I always had it that I didn't need anybody. I could do it by myself, you know, the Beyonce independent woman type of thing. And just doing a lot of personal development, I really saw there were incidences in when I was at school where I was with a group of girls. I'd gone around with them for a few years. And then for a reason unknown to me, they just decided they didn't want to go around with me. And I remember sitting in the playground crying. And then, you know, a couple of months later, I found another group of girls and that didn't work out. Obviously, there was something about how I was being back then that just didn't work for them. And I've gone through life just saying, I don't need anybody. I can do it by myself. I'm fine. And I had up that sort of that confidence to that I can do anything. And there was just no like chink in my armor, no vulnerability to say, I need support, I need help, until later on in life, I really realized I had a narrative that I don't need people. I can do it by myself. And I was always pushing people away. And later on, I really, going through doing personal development course, they had to stand in front of a group of people. And you just had to stand there for like 5 minutes and look at them. A row of us looking at about 100 people. And I was the first one to burst out crying. And I really got, I feel like I'm going to cry now. How much I love people.
Wow.
I love people and I just push them away.
I know, but now you don't, and you just bring them into you, and people are just so drawn to you because they can really tell. I mean, in the time that I've known you, I really realize that you truly, truly are passionate and really care about people. And I think when someone can take their mindset and their skill set and their tools and really help other people, I mean, that is just really, truly when somebody is living in their purpose. So I really love that you are able to do that. So thank you so much. And thank you for being so vulnerable too, right?
To do that, you know, as a speaker, it's really important that who people see at the front of the room is you, all layers of you, your good bits, your not so good bits, because people can smell your inauthenticity. And I'm not saying be vulnerable as a technique, not that type of thing, but if it's something that's there, you sharing in a story something that you've gone through, and it helps people in the audience to work their way through it, then don't try and be something you're not. Don't try and put up that mask. You know, as you said, that coach helped you to work through it, that gravitas that I've got it all together, no human being has. And the more I think you can just show up at the front of the room, because it's all an energy exchange, Patty, as you must probably know. And people can sense your energy. They can just sense something about you if you're not being transparent. So I think all speakers, the more that you can work on you, the easier it is for your essence. It's more of an essence to reach that person. And they'll just know it. They just feel it in who you're being. It's all in the being.
Absolutely. I think a big aha moment for me was when I realized that when you're a speaker, it isn't even about you. It's about them. It's always about them. And it's always about transformation. And so once I actually got really clear on that, it kind of almost takes pressure off you, right? You're there to serve and you're there for them. And I think that then when you don't make it be about you, it just kind of takes that pressure off you to not have to do that. And so I really think that that, again, is part of really a part of that mindset. And so I think that is something that people really need to get down first. And it'll just make it so everything else will just be so much easier if they can get that part down first. So I think that is really important. So let's kind of talk a little bit about that. So when we're talking about mindset and we're talking about speakers, I know that when I became a speaker, I literally remember thinking that every single speaker made $1 million because it kind of sort of looked like they all did, right? You know, and I thought, oh, every speaker doesn't make $1 million. And that was a real eye opener for me to understand that that wasn't how it really was, you know? And so I think that when you're thinking about a mindset and stepping into that, it's sort of like, I like to say in my business is like having a CEO mindset, right? You know, for me. But when you're thinking about a profitable speaker, what would you say? Could you give us some examples? I love examples. What are some examples of different traits of the mindset of a profitable speaker versus someone who's, we'll just say, not as profitable? Like, what are some of those characteristics that a profitable speaker has in their mindset?
Yeah, I think you touched on the first one, which is you always keep your audience in mind. Everything you do is about them, from that what presentation you pulled together to how would you like to continue the journey with you afterwards. So I think keeping first and foremost the audience in mind, what's always best for them. And I think when you do that, you then take yourself out of the equation. Because, you know, obviously I coach many people, and I was coaching a client the other day, just really quickly in 5 minutes, just sort of shared with her that she was focusing too much on herself. What if I, you've got to take that out of the conversation. It's not about you. It's always about the audience. And I think what makes someone really profitable, I think I've touched on it already, but if you keep in mind why you're doing something, and if you're doing it just for the money, people will know that. They'll just sense it. So, you know, get in touch with your passion. What's your intention? Make it bigger than yourself, so big that it's actually maybe scaring you that you want to transform. You know, I don't know, 100,000, 100 million lives or whatever it might be, because people feel your passion. They'll know that you're there for them. So I think someone who's really profitable, you put people first. Ooh, I think it's like you. That. You say, that's one of your taglines. Is it people before profit?
Always. Always. You know, it's really kind of funny, but listening to you and looking at all the things that you've done, hundreds of events, 25,000 people, 500 plus workshops. I mean, that is really a lot. I mean, so looking at that, I mean, what's next for you? What project are you working on now?
Yeah, so obviously we're online. So I came online actually pre sort of 2020 and decided to take a lot of my business online. So I run a year-long program, which I love. It's the Amplified Method. And I've got sort of a MindSpeak 90-day intensive program, because I know a lot of people want to get the results fast. If they're like me, they like to get results, action, 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 and they want to be immersed. So it's there to, it's four pillars to help people really not just push through their mindset, but to elevate it up to the next level in all areas of your life, because you can't just separate. I can have a speaker's mindset. It's everywhere, your mindset. So the mindset's sort of all the way through the 90 days. And I always say the person who starts the program is not the person who's going to finish it. You can't be. You can't be, because there's so many elements of your development inside of there. Obviously, you know, the main thing is to equip people inside of phenomenal presentation skills. So they'll find their story. Everyone needs the signature story, because you use it everywhere. Hone it, develop it. And it does take time to develop a really powerful story, perform it, practice, get that feedback on your performance, on the presentation itself, because you'll use it everywhere. Interviews, marketing. Positioning is one of the pillars. I always say, do you want to be a small fish in a big pond or a big fish in a small pond? So how can you stand out and be that go-to person for clients that are looking just for you? And lastly, how do they find you? Promote yourself. How can you promote yourself and put your best foot forward so that it's easy for people to work with you and come on a journey with you? So I'm passionate about my MindSpeak 90-day intensive. It's group coaching sessions. It's one-to-ones with me. It's deep dives. It's a planning your work, your plan, and plan your work. So we'll create a 90-day plan for people to achieve in the program, so they're held accountable to get results.
I love that. So you have this year-long program, and here with all of those things and all of that knowledge, expertise that you have, you've honed that and taken all that down into a 90-day. I love that it's an intensive, because obviously it is. I actually love the name MindSpeak. It's perfect, really, for what this really is, that being able to do that in 90 days. And I love that, because, you know, a lot of times when you're doing a program and you have a result that you want. So sometimes people don't know what exactly the result is. They know what they kind of want to do, but they don't know the exact result. When I know exactly what I want to do, I don't want to do that in a year. 90 days is perfect, right? You know, obviously you can't do everything in a week. That's not going to work. But really having an intensive, it's the way I like to receive my information, because it does hold me accountable. I know I'm going to get the result in a short period of time, right? Mm-hmm. There's some things I like to do, like masterminds, that I like to do for a long period of time, because it is about that. But an implementation and getting feedback on that. But I really feel a 90-day intensive is very, very powerful, especially in what you're talking about. So is it only for speakers or people who want to be speakers? Who are all the people who would get value out of this program? Because I'm excited about the program.
Yeah. Listen, it's for anybody who has a business, is an entrepreneur, it's a coach, it's really communication skills. How, you know, it's been easy for many people who have really phenomenal presentation skills to pivot online, because how we show up, how we connect with people virtually, because virtual for me is a lot more challenging than live, because people can be really passive. They can sit back. They can get on their phones and you don't even know. They could be looking at Facebook. So it's for anyone who wants to develop their communication skills and become a lot more visible, as well as engage an audience and attract them and have them continue on their journey with them.
Well, that's powerful. And being able to do that in 90 days is really wonderful. So I know that people are going to want to connect with you now. So how can people connect with you?
Yeah, so they can find me on Facebook. Are you going to have my links to all these?
Yeah, I will.
Elaine Powell, like Elaine Powell. Just Google me and you'll find me everywhere. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram.
And we'll make sure that we have that link in the show notes for sure. And because she is so wonderful, she also came bearing a gift. So tell us a little bit about the gift.
Yeah, I think people can tell from the core, I really love people and I really want to make a difference. So I'm offering a breakthrough call with me to look at where are you now, where do you want to be? And we'll have some aha moments on that call. Have you have a breakthrough in whatever's important to you? So it might not be speaking, it might be something to do with your mindset and your business. Whatever it is, as I say, whatever is important to you, we'll ensure that you have an aha moment or a breakthrough because I'm there to serve.
I love that so much, Elaine. I really do. And now is the portion of our show that I like to call our open mic, which is for me really about social karaoke. That's sort of my vision for it, where I pass the mic over to our guest. And the show is called the Marketing, Media, and Money Show, right? And so what is your number one? If you had to narrow it down to number one, what is your number one marketing, media, or money strategy?
I would say that always be visible. And that means having a voice, knowing how to use your voice exceedingly well. And that's by delivering webinars, summits, masterclasses, Facebook Live, get on other people's platforms. So collaboration is really important. And unfortunately, if you can't present yourself in a really engaging way, people will either not have you come on their show or they never ask you back again. So learn how to present.
That is so important. You know, I watched your recently, you had these masterclasses that you were doing. And I have to tell you, I've never seen anybody do a masterclass virtually where we had candles and we had dancing. And I mean, it was so engaging. And I thought, wow, if this is what she could do in a masterclass. So I can't even imagine how great it would be to be in a 3-month intensive with you and what that would be. So I love that. Thank you so much, Elaine. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have both those links in the show notes on how to book that time with her. And I'm going to encourage you to jump on that call and do that. And then also really think about what are some ways that you can really shift that mindset. And sometimes you just can't do it by yourself. If you could, you already would have. Right. So I'm going to encourage you, like, connect with Elaine. This would be a really great way to be able to jump on a call and have that breakthrough. So thank you so much for being here with us, Elaine.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Patty. Thank you to everybody for listening. And I do look forward to having a call with some of you.
I am really looking forward to hearing about that, too. And to the audience, thank you so much for joining us on the Marketing, Media, Money podcast today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like, subscribe, and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. We love to have feedback. We'd love to hear about what you loved and what your biggest takeaway was. So make sure that you reach out to me. And most of all, we want to make sure that you have a phenomenal day. And remember, if your day is not phenomenal, you have the power to change it. Till next time, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.